We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Longtime NFL head coach, of course, with the Colts and the Lions, and now he's joining us now. Jim Caldwell. Coach, how are you? Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for inviting me.
Yes, it's great to have you. And Coach, you know, we heard from Kevin Stefanski, the Browns' new head coach today, talking about, you know, the protocols. It was less about football and more about protocols in this crazy world we're living in. Talk about that, if you will. I mean, obviously you didn't have to go through something like this, but as a guy who's been a head coach for many years, can you imagine what the, you know, on top of everything else you have to do with a head coach preparing for a season like this, what it might be like?
No, obviously, as everybody's been saying, these times are unprecedented. I mean, it's just probably the toughest thing was probably dealing with all the different scenarios leading up to the players coming back to camp. You had to think about all of these different things, how to go about them. I guess they got one-way traffic going down the hallways. How are you going to meet? How are you going to distance yourself? Obviously, you hadn't gotten to the point where they're out on the field yet, but it's all the different scenarios that you have to come up with in the meantime. And then, obviously, once you get started, you still have so many things to prepare for. You've got to have so many contingencies because you could lose five or six players, in a moment's notice.
Coach, how important are preseason games?
Well, I think they are. That's one of the things, you know, when you look at this year and you want to try to predict, well, which teams are going to be a real factor, you know, if there's a season played. It's going to be the team that has the most veterans because you don't have preseason, didn't have an opportunity to go through anything on the field this spring. So really the guys that have been around the game, that have a good feel for it, are the guys that are going to be most effective. The preseason is extremely important to young players that haven't had an opportunity to get on the field and work within your system.
Coach, we're talking with Coach Jim Caldwell. Would you, in this situation where there's going to be less practice time and there's not going to be a preseason, as you referenced, do you think coaches will lean towards keeping veterans, you know, for those final roster spots over young guys because they got to see them less?
Well, I think in some cases that will happen. And obviously, first of all, you know, the roster size is cut down already. And I think you'll see, you know, some of that taking place even during this particular point in time. You're going to have to, I think, if you look to have, you know, a quality season, you're going to have to lean on guys that have been through the ranks, operating in your special teams, and then also, you know, obviously in your basic offensive, defensive units as well.
Coach, I'm not sure how much you've seen of Baker Mayfield, throughout, you know, obviously you've been coaching, of course, so you probably have watched a little bit of him. He had a really great rookie season, but took a step back as a sophomore. You know, how tough is it, number one, how tough is it is to go from being a rookie to a second-year player, and do you think he can bounce back this year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when you see a guy perform the way he performed in his first year, I mean, even early on in the first preseason game that he played, where he played a significant amount of time, I was watching those games in particular because I had Tyrod Taylor at in Baltimore. So I was taking a look at the team, just trying to see the makeup, and you could tell right away that, you know, he's got some very unique talents, strong leader, but also his feel in the pocket. That was early in that preseason of his rookie year. And then he went on to have a pretty good rookie year. I think you're going to see those same traits pop back up again. I think you'll see him develop. I think you'll see him get better. The tough thing about it is when you're changing a system on a young player, That's going to be, a little a bit of a change for him. But if they can sort of blend the things that he knows into what they're doing, help him out with some of the verbiage that doesn't necessarily need to be exactly the same as you had it before, things that he knows, I think you'll see the same kind of improvement. But when you change so often in terms of a coordinator or an offensive scheme with a young quarterback, you know, it slows him down a little bit. But I think you'll see him bounce back.
We're talking with a man who's been coaching, whether in college or the pros, for over 40 years, Jim Caldwell. Coach, do you have a desire to be a head coach again in the NFL? I mean, I personally think you were unfairly fired. I mean, you had three winning seasons in Detroit out of 4 years. Your worst record was 7-9, and that's a franchise that hasn't done a lot of winning. So I think you did a hell of a job there. Are you still looking to get back in the head coaching ranks?
Yeah, you know, I'm interested, and we'll see what happens. I mean, it's going to take a unique situation, I think, where they have an interest in me, and it's a good fit. But there's a lot of good young coaches out there as well. I've been around the block a little bit. It's a great thing to see some seasoned guys like myself who won it all the last couple of years, Belichick and obviously Andy Reid. You know, those guys are my kind of vintage. So there's still a place for a guy with a little wisdom and knowledge in the game.
Right. Hey, Coach Caldwell, I played for Ohio State for Jim Tressel, and I know how fond you are of Coach. And, you know, when he left Ohio State, you brought him in for a season there, of course, in Indy. And just talk about Coach Tressel a little bit, because I know you guys are really, really fond of each other. He speaks so highly of you.
He is a special person. First of all, you know, obviously he's a heck of a coach. I mean, any guy that can win the number of games that he won at Youngstown did a tremendous job, and also obviously at Ohio State. But I think he also earned the respect of everybody that's ever been associated with him. And now, obviously, he's running a university. But he's one of those guys that I think is special. He's different in terms of his knowledge of the game. He sees it a lot differently than everyone. He's not in coaching any longer. But if he was coaching today, he'd still be very effective. But I respect him even more for the kind of man that he is. He's one of those guys that has great integrity and does a tremendous job in terms of interpersonal skills.
Coach, let's talk about another great player that you've been around, and that's, of course, Peyton Manning. What was it like coaching him? What in the end, beyond this talent, made him so special?
It was probably his work habits. You know, when you think about his talent, number one, his intellect, because he's a third-string intellectual, very, very smart guy. He almost can remember any and everything that he sees and hears instantaneously, but his work habits are unreal. He was almost like a guy who thought he may get cut tomorrow, and so he's working every single day as if, you know, that his job depended on it. But he had, you know, obviously great talent, but the work that he put in, he studied film, he's a student of the game, he took it to the nth degree. I don't care who it is. I've never seen a coach or a player work as hard as that guy worked in terms of getting himself ready for games.
We're talking with former NFL head coach, longtime NFL head coach, great coach, Jim Caldwell. I predicted a sleeper MVP for this season in Matt Stafford. I think Matt has all the potential in the world, is one of the toughest guys I've seen play the game in the NFL. Am I wrong in my prediction? What'd you make of Matt Stafford?
Yes, I don't think you're wrong. I think he certainly is one of the standout quarterbacks in the league. He's one of those guys that has an unbelievable amount of physical talent, but more so than anything else, I mean, he's really, really smart, works extremely hard, and not only that, he has obviously respected his teammates. One of the things that people underestimate that I think he shows every week is they underestimate the courage and toughness that a quarterback has to have when he's leading his team. And I think Matt demonstrates that every single time that he goes out, and it wouldn't surprise me if he has a great year.
We're talking with former Colts and Lions head coach Jim Caldwell. Coach, when you look at getting back to the Browns here for a minute, we talked about Baker Mayfield a little bit. Some of the other weapons here, the Browns obviously have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt in the backfield, Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry. Can you ever have too – you know, a lot of times fans will say, or even media members will say, all right, how are you going to get everybody the ball? There's too much talent. Can there ever be too much talent?
No. you know, when we had Edgerrin James in the backfield, had Marvin Harrison at one wide receiver, had Reggie Wayne at the other, had Dallas Clark at tight end, I mean, you know, the more the merrier. You know, we had some young players that were out there as well that did a great job for us. But no, not in the league in which you know, obviously you play, which is the you know, most competitive team environment there is in professional sports. You know, the more talent, the better. And the other thing is the injury rate is such where, you know, not everybody's going to be healthy every single week. So you need those guys just in terms of being able to step in when they're perhaps another guy's down. But obviously there's a lot of great weapons there in Cleveland, and I know they'll do a great job with them. Kevin will do a tremendous job.
Coach, we referenced Peyton Manning. We saw Peyton leave Indy, which was strange to see him go to Denver, but he still had success in Denver, won a Super Bowl. Tom Brady was the GOAT in New England. He leaves, he goes to Tampa Bay. Do you expect Tom to continue to have the success very similar to what Peyton did?
You know, I'm not certain. I feel, you know, have it on the exact same level. I'm not certain, but he's certainly capable. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
You know, he's still what was rest slot Brady, May, Breeze, those guys that have been around a long time, and people look at them and see whether or not their skills have been best. Here's the thing. It's almost like one of those guys that you play against, and, you know, on the basketball court that played college ball, played in the pros, and then he's still 40-something years old, but he can go out on the court and still play better than most of the guys out there because he understands angles, he understands all of the nuances of the game, right? Same thing with quarterbacks. Brady knows all the nuances of the game. He knows how to win, and I think that you'll find that he can win as many games with his mind as he will with his body. And I think that'll serve their team well. And he and Bruce together, you know, I think they got an outstanding unit. They got some weapons on offense. So I think they'll do a great job.
How about the other end of that with Bell? You talk about Belichick. Obviously, he's had great success, won 6 Super Bowls, but he's lost Brady. Got Cam Newton there. They've had a bunch of guys opt out. They may be lacking in terms of weapons on offense. What do you make of the Patriots this season?
Don't ever underestimate them.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, don't ever underestimate them. They will find a way. Obviously, with the addition of Cam Newton, you know, I think that's going to be a nightmare for those teams that face him because they will do as fine a job as anybody putting him in position to use his talents and create problems for defenses, be able to control the ball and score. So I just think that you know, changed the dynamic there a little bit in terms of adding him to the mix. But you know, Coach Belichick's been around a while. He's got a staff that's been with him a while. Josh McDaniels is very good at what he does. He's smart. And I think you'll see that team still be extremely productive and be right in the middle of things.
You know, Coach, just to shift gears a little bit here, you know, you were one of the first, you know, African-American head coaches to, you know, you got great opportunities, but you had to work your tail off to get those opportunities. A lot of talk about race in the NFL right now with the GMs. We have an African-American GM here in Cleveland. What was it like? How tough was it for you to get the opportunities, and what was it like when you actually got the opportunities?
Well, first of all, let me just say you got a great GM in Andrew Berry. Andrew was with us in Indianapolis when he worked in our personnel department. It didn't take long to see he's a special guy. He'll do a great, you know, great things for you. You know, in regard to race in the league, and I think, you know, in a way, the National Football League is kind of a microcosm of everything you see in the world. There have been very few African Americans in those positions of late, particularly in GM ranks, but then the head coaching ranks. There were a few more previously, and now it's gotten down to the point where obviously not nearly as many, and we think there should be more. But I do mm-hmm. think that this year in particular is one of those years where you'll see that owners and those people in position to hire GMs in terms of the head coaches will look at it with a little bit more of a critical eye through a different lens, and hopefully you'll see a change. So because there are a number of very capable individuals that are out there. Eric Bieniemy should be working for somebody, right? You know, Robert Saleh, who's out with the 49ers, is tremendous. Leslie Frazier, he's done it before when he was at Minnesota. He can do it again. I mean, there's many, many more. So, yeah, I think this will be, hopefully, we'll see a turnaround this year.
Well said, Coach. It's ridiculous what's going on in the NFL. They're doing a terrible job. They need to do a much better job. It's inexcusable. I don't know what the answer is. I wish I had the perfect answer. Do you have it? I wish I knew it because we need to find it because what's happening is not right.
Yeah, I don't, but I think that Commissioner Goodell and Troy Benson are working extremely hard. They're trying to do everything they can to change it. So so hopefully we'll see a change here.
Coach, what are you up to these days? I know you're working on coaching clinics, I believe, through a website. Yeah. Tell us what you've been up to.
Yeah, I've been doing a little bit of everything. I'm a little bit busier than I'd like to be. I'd like to be playing a little bit more golf, but I'm as busy as can be with Zoom becoming one of those things where everybody's using, and also people are home, so you have access to them. There's not a day that goes by that I'm not Zooming with some entity at some point in time, either doing speaking engagements or fundraising or whatever it might be, or doing some mentoring. So I've been enjoying that. Plus, I've been doing a little writing. I have a little time on my hands, so I've been doing some writing, still studying film, trying to make certain that I'm looking at the trends and excited to see if hopefully a season occurs this year so we'll be able to certainly watch everything that's going on in the league.
Coach, you know, you coached in college for a long time as well. And you know, NFL players playing in this situation, baseball players, hockey, basketball, they're professionals. They're getting paid. They're adults. They can make a reasonable decision whether to play or not to play. In college, we're talking about 18, 19, 20-year-olds. And maybe they don't know what's best for them. And, you know, I don't know. Hopefully the parents are helping. But you don't know. Do you think college football should be played right now with everything going on?
Well, you know, obviously if you would go state by state, there's some states you'd say, yeah, it's okay. There's other states, say, with the number of cases that they had, you'd say absolutely no way. And that's the tough part. I think it's just so many different levels of this virus spreading in our country right now that it's tough. And it's and because of the fact we have to play different teams that are in different states, it's very hard for me to see that there's going to certainly be a season that's not disrupted. Look at what happened at Rutgers just recently, right? It happened at the University of North Carolina down here where I'm located. Clemson had 37 cases. I mean, it's going to happen. The spread's going to happen in terms of the virus amongst these young kids. And if the students come back to campus, which in some cases they are, I just think that, you know, it's going to be really questionable whether or not they'll be able to carry out an entire season without being interrupted.
Coach, it was a pleasure talking with you. We hope you'll join us again. Thanks for taking the time.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
You got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.